This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as I like to say. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, and we're wrapping up. It's a I don't mean the show. I'm talking about, you know, coming to the end of the what you guys refer to as the holiday season. I refer to it, you know, as Christmas. So we got a lot going on, you know, a lot to wrap up. But next week for New Year's Eve, believe me, you don't want me in the studio. you definitely don't want me in the studio. Throwing a few back and talking about what's going on. So I'm going to try to put together some of the best stuff for the year. And we'll have, some of these stories, some of these issues that we've done over the year are great. And some of them are coming back. I think it's hilarious. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about, did you know that being nice? Oh, this is what I'm being told anyway. But being nice, apparently, is a tool of white supremacy. We're going to touch on that a little bit. Yeah, I don't know where these people come up with this. Seriously. Mrs. Doubtfire? Remember that movie, Mrs. Doubtfire? Well, the Seattle Times or one of the Seattle magazines has said, because they're now doing the play live there, that Mrs. Doubtfire is really dangerous to transgenders. It's going to be a point where nothing, we won't be able to play, make these movies because somebody's going to be offended. Somebody might get hurt. Somebody might. You'll just have to sit in front of a white screen. Oh, even that would be offensive. I don't know. Gray? Multicolor? Maybe it would be like a waving rainbow, right? I don't know. And you know, you want to know where this lunacy comes from? Check it out. I love these stories because you can't deny them. They belong to your people. And you know who I'm talking about. But the Democrats seek to outlaw suburban single-family house zoning. They say it's racist and it's bad for the environment. God bless. You can't make this stuff up. You know I'm not making it up. Because it's easy to find. Democrats in Virginia are going to override local zoning laws to bring high-density housing, including public housing, to every neighborhood statewide. Doesn't matter where you are. Isn't that great? So now when you buy a piece of property, or you're looking to buy a piece of property, they don't care what you think. They don't care what you want. They don't care why you moved from the city. I mean, I lived in the city as a kid. You know, my mom moved us out. She moved out so that we wouldn't be in the city anymore, so we wouldn't be in the high-density areas, right? Not that we didn't like the people. But it's all part of moving up, right? It's all part of, you know, not being stuck. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The measure quickly transformed the suburban lifestyle, enjoyed by millions, right? Permitting duplexes to be built on suburban lots. So now, you know, if you live on a little lot in your home, and you got a single-family home, now they're saying, well, you know what, that lot, we can put two... We could actually have two families living on that lot. So we're not going to do this anymore. They're lunatics. Proponents of the upzoning say the changes are necessary because suburbs are bastions of segregation and elitism as well as bad for the environment. Well, take the environment part out. Didn't Obama try to do this? It was going to be, you know, forced desegregation. That if you didn't have a percentage of whites or a percentage of black people, percentage of this kind, that kind in a neighborhood, they wouldn't allow you to do that. You'd lose federal funding for this is crazy. What are you going to do? You're going to give homes to blacks or Hispanics or Asians to make it happen when they don't want to live in a certain area? These guys are nuts, I'm telling you. And we let them get away with it. You know why? Because we keep vote. Well, not we. But there's a certain group keeps voting them in. So you move to areas because of the weather, because of the schools, because of the climate, because of the environment, if you would. And listen, I don't know anybody personally who went looking for a white neighborhood. I don't know anybody personally who went looking for a black neighborhood, even my black friends. Right? I don't know Asians that went looking for an Asian neighborhood. This is just the lie of the left again. This is the lie of those social justice people. I had a better name, but whatever. Democrats tout a state-level law's ability to replace not in my backyard with yes in your backyard. In other words, what they're saying is they're going to force you, right? Come on, think about what they're saying here. Now, they say this is to help provide affordable housing. How? Suburban housing usually is much more expensive. These people, there was something really, really wrong with these people. Listen, finishing off Holy Week, or what you want to call it, I've got John Corfield going to join me for God's Hole-in-One and other miracles you can still expect to see in today's day and age. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Stay with us. Stay involved. Stay engaged. Really, seriously. I mean, you really never going to get informed. You're never going to get engaged unless you really, you know, listen. And not just to me. I mean, I'm not the only guy on there. I realize there's 3,000 other shows on there. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. And I always joke and say, look, if you're listening to me, I've got to believe it shows how high your IQ is. At least that's how I feel about it. Anyway, you know, on a regular basis, and finishing up here, what I kind of been referring to as Holy Week is, you know, Christmas. Christmas is not a one day or in some cases a 26-minute event. When you finish opening up the gifts, that's it, it's over. It doesn't work that way. All right? I mean, seriously speaking, that there's so much more going on, so much more for us to think about, and not just the debt you just went back into. So anyway, but, you know, one of the questions I asked today was, is God still doing miracles? Is God still actively involved in our lives? You know, I like to bring people on from time to time to have stories to tell that can move through. And this week especially, we should be thinking about what our relationship is with God. Unless you're celebrating Festivus or something like that, in which case I realize has nothing to do with God. So, but let me bring on a fellow that, for all intents and purposes, I just met today. John Corfield joins me. He's written a book called God's Hole in One and Other Miracles. And, John, first of all, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate your time.
So, interestingly enough, you're using God's Hole in One, which I think is great because everybody, except for me, everybody loves golf. Everybody is into golf. Everybody knows what golf is, right? So it's a great title. Why did you write the book? What's the big whoop?
Well, the real purpose of writing the book to begin with is to share my miracles to encourage others. That's what I feel the Lord wants us to do in these days of chaos. Really, seems to be getting worse every day. But God wants to encourage us, and he wants to do it by giving us miracles, and he's given me over 40, and I found that, figured that out one day about 3 years ago when I started thinking about the hole-in-one story, and I'll share that a little bit right now. This happened several months after I came to know the Lord, and as I was growing in the Lord, I actually had a free Saturday to play golf again. Before that, those Saturdays were taken up with something else. But my friend and principal, and I was a school teacher, and also at one time my drinking buddy, but God had taken drinking and smoking away from me, which I didn't understand. But I'll get back to that another time. But right now, he called me and asked me to play golf with him. And I said, sure, I'd be glad to. So we went out to our favorite golf course, and we got to a long par three. And he said, you know, this God you've been telling me about every day as we ride up to school, he said, why don't you ask him for a hole-in-one? And I said, Gary, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and we had Bible reading in public school. And I remember the Psalms that said, you aren't to test the Lord your God. Well, he said, listen, if he could know my name before the world began, and if he could create everything by just speaking, this should be real easy for him. So I went to the tee, and he didn't see me praying, but I said, Lord, I don't need this miracle. My testimony is the greatest miracle I will ever have. But I said, if you're in for doing it, this would be for Gary, not for me. And I will never call it my hole-in-one. I'll call it God's hole-in-one. Well, with that, I decided I was going to have to hit it hard, so I got a 3-wood because it was a long par 3. And I did hit it well, in fact, way too well, and went over the green and hit a cart path. And Gary and I started to laugh.
Now, wait a minute.
I went to get another ball.
You got to slow down. You can't go that fast because some of us, we know hockey terms, but we don't know golf terms, right? So what did you call it? A what path?
A cart path. That's where the carts go along this asphalt path to the next tee.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And when it hits that, it bounces way forward, and so you don't want to hold up the foursome behind you, so you go get another ball. Well, Gary and I were laughing, but then I didn't hear Gary laughing anymore, and I looked, and he was running toward the green with his bag as fast as he could. So I looked up in the air, and way up in the air, was a little white dot. And I didn't know what it was because I've never seen a golf ball that high, but it began to move to the left and then backwards. And as it dropped right at the top of the shadow of the pin. Now, it used that shadow, apparently, to just roll very slowly. I thought it was going to stop, but it kept going, and it got to the edge of the cup, and it was sat there for a millisecond and then dropped in. I looked up, and I said, God, I don't know if Gary's ever going to believe this, but you can definitely count me in now. So Gary said to me, well, I guess there's a golf god, when he was looking at this ball that had my dad's Yellow Pages logo on. He wasn't alive then, but it was definitely my ball. And so I said, Gary, it wasn't a golf god. It was God, and you know it. You challenged him. So that was kind of overwhelming, but it was really, to me, letting me know that God is using me to glorify himself. And he also used me to keep my promise, because there's no way I could ever duplicate that. I can't even brag about it. It would be like somebody trying to hit a home run over left field by hitting it to right field and hoping it bounces off something would go that way. It's absurd. But the fact is, it happened. And praise the Lord, it did. Because so Gary eventually Gary did accept the Lord. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. So let's go back to, though, to maybe your lifestyle in generality before any of this happened. I mean, were you the normal Joe just going to work 9 to 5 every day? Were you, what was, again, give me an overview.
Okay, well, I was a school teacher. And Gary was my principal, but he also taught. We taught in a little canyon school.
Mm-hmm.
And but I also was a pretty heavy smoker, and I was on the weekends. I drank a lot of beer. Both of us did that together, so he was my drinking buddy. And his wife and my wife would come to meet us on Fridays, and we'd stay there to have a great dinner, but we would also stay and drink till 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, one Saturday night, I drank too much by myself when I was home with the kids. My wife was working. And in fact, I drank 11 cans of beer out of a six-pack in about an hour and 45 minutes watching a very, very scary movie called In Cold Blood by Truman Capote.
You gotta hold that for a minute, because we have to go for a break. You're listening to The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Baltimore has broken its annual per capita homicide record after reaching their 342nd killing. With just over 600,000 residents, the city hit a historically high homicide rate of 57 per 100,000 people. The new rate eclipses that of 1993, when the city had a record of 353 killings, but was more populous before years of exodus began. New York City, with more than 8 million residents, had 306 homicides. This is the fifth year in a row that the city of Baltimore has reported more than 300 killings. A federal judge has ruled the city of Dallas is not liable for an off-duty police officer fatally shooting a man in his own apartment last year. U.S. District Judge Barbara Lynn dismissed the city from the civil lawsuit. It makes a large financial settlement unlikely. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she
we are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I tell you guys all the time, be part of the conversation. And don't just take everything I say as gospel truth. I mean, I make mistakes. People feed me wrong information. You need to go check it out on your own. Check out everything on your own. Okay, I may throw some good ideas at you, things that you can work with, but really, seriously, you need to make sure that the information you're getting is true. Can't stake your life on the latest tweet or the latest text message that somebody sent you. Now, we talked about this the other day as well, too. You know, Christmas time, it's a holiday season, lots of emotions running with people, some fully and totally trust God, some trust the Festivus tree, and you need to know, you need to understand that there are other people out there, they've been through some stuff, and really the only thing that gave them solace, the only thing that gave them comfort, the only thing that really changes things is their love and their understanding of God. So, I've asked John Corfield to join me. He's written a book called God's Hole-in-One and Other Miracles. And it's an uplifting book that's basically about how God's still doing miracles. He's still doing things in people's lives. He still wants to be involved in your life. And, John, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you again.
Yeah. So let's go, you know, again, just a little bit more. I like to make sure people understand it's not like you were a pastor's son, you grew up in the church and all that other stuff. That was the furthest thing from you. You were living what we refer to as an average or normal job. You were out working, having a few drinks here and there, maybe sometimes too many drinks or what have you. And then you had you came and you became born again, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your kids were praying for you. Matter of fact, your kids were a little sneaky. They went to church, and what happened?
Well, they prayed. they pray to receive Jesus first, and then they were asked to pray for anybody they wanted to, and they said, we want to pray for our new daddy to quit smoking and drinking. And that same day, I totally lost all desire to drink and smoke, and it's been like that for the last 44 years. In fact, it nauseates me to even think about it. But when I told my kids, when I finally accepted the Lord and I went downstairs to ask them if they wanted to do the same thing, they then admitted they had asked Jesus into their heart, and they had prayed for me to quit smoking and drinking. And Tracy, the young one, 7-year-old at the time, said, and you haven't done it since that day. And that was like 6 weeks later. So that's it. And yeah. God has gotten me through, and with a lot of miracles.
Right.
But go ahead if you want to ask me another question.
Well, no, I do. I want to get through because you always hear stories, and again, people who listen to the show know that I'm a Christian, and one of my pet peeves is we always hear salvation testimonies, if you would, okay? And that's mm-hmm. great, and that's wonderful, but that's not where it stops, number one. Number two is people go through all kinds of things in their lives, and you hear people on TV all the time, they talk about how, you know, I've been through some stuff, and God was my only solace, or God was my strength. But you did have something happen in your life. Let's tell people about what went down with your wife, and then we're going to talk about why you hung in with God. Why would you hang in with God?
Okay. Well, one of the things that comes to mind quickly is when you have a hole-in-one the way I do, that kind of takes away the doubt that God exists, and you know that God is with you. But I had a lot of other miracles leading up to that. But then my wife got severe rheumatoid arthritis. And for 18 years, I was her caregiver. And so God kind of took me out of what I thought was going to be a ministry. And so I started working, helping Christian schools raise money to buy or build facilities. And that was my career. But Donna kept getting worse and worse. And eventually she passed away. And it was very difficult during those 18 years to see this happen when all these other miracles had happened to me, and some were still happening to me. But I prayed for a guy one time just to say to him, you know, God, make sure that the surgeon guides hand, that you guide his hand. And what came out was, be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, this guy completely recovers. Right in front of my eyes.
Right.
And that kind of thing really got to me. And then, but I tried that with my wife, and it never worked. So I don't have any kind of formula for this. But God does it through us to glorify himself and to let us know he's there. And he did do a lot of miracles with my wife before she finally passed away.
But it was a
difficult thing. Go ahead.
Come back to your wife for a second, though, because, I mean, it's...
Okay.
It's people have to, you know, there are people sitting there that have had this happen in their lives with people that they love, and they're mm-hmm. looking at God and going, why do I bother? You're not, you know, I'm going through this stuff. She's going through this. And are you there? Are you doing, what are you doing? Did you have those moments? Did you have that moment?
Oh, absolutely. You know, believe me, I'm an average person, and even an average Christian, I believe. I just seem to have been given a lot of miracles. But one of the things with her is that she never doubted God. She never blamed God, even though she was in terrible pain, had all these, you know, had been filled up with prednisone and finally morphine, and basically that really is what got her. But, you know, Joe, I got to tell you this. I was there when she died, and I was trying to help her up, and she just smiled at me. And then she kind of looked to the side as if she was smiling at someone else, and then she just gave up the ghost. And that smile was still there, and when I went into panic mode, and the guys came and tried to get her back, and they said, well, we hear something in there. We've got to take her to the hospital. So they did. And then when I got to the hospital, I find out that she had died. But I believe she saw the Lord, is what I'm trying to say, because right. the way she was smiling at me and smiling at him. And praise the Lord for that, because that really helped me to get through it. Although I got to tell you, whenever I tried to tell that story, I had a lot of trouble not getting tears in my eyes, and so I tried to avoid it. Well, God sent me my wife now, who I consider my gift from God, and I've needed her and loved her and loved him for her. But it was not an easy transition, but he did pull it off, and that in itself was a miracle. But it is, you know, we have to realize when we become Christians, we don't automatically feel great every day and happy all the time. And whatever.
I mean,
we have a lot
after
of
you got,
things.
After you got born again, you got the flu and you didn't feel good at times. You had emotional, oh my God, how could that be? I mean, right.
Right.
People think everything just changes, you know.
We had and job changes and things. So I had to make more money to keep up with her situation. We at first didn't have a very good insurance, but eventually we did.
Right.
But it's still, I had to go through a learning process, and I realized looking back on now, all the things that I had to go through was for me to get to the place where I am now. And the thing with her is she was promoted to heaven. I mean, she's so much better off as far as, you know, being smarter and happy and all the different things. I know that happens, and that's going to happen to all of us who know the Lord. I'm just right now concerned about people that don't, because I think a lot of people do not understand who Jesus is and why he does what he does, particularly in the miracle area. But you go ahead, Joe. Ask
well,
me
no, no.
Question.
But again, you know, when you come back and we talk about your wife or miracles going on in your life and what have you, there are a lot of people that sit there and they're always looking for the miracle, right? They're always looking for something. And, you know, when you said the thing with your wife and other people when a loved one dies, I always say, and some people think I'm cold when I do it, but I always say, look, think about something. Your loved one was in so much pain, and now they're in the presence of God, and guess what? They don't need their medication anymore. If they were in a wheelchair, now they're walking upright. If they were blind, now they can see. So, I get the sadness is because now I don't get to see them. I don't get to hug them. I don't get to talk with them. But if we can help some of our friends understand that they're truly out of pain now, and it's such a different or better place to be. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. We're talking to John Corfield about his book, God's Hole in One, and other miracles. God's still in the miracle business. We'll be back in a bit.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
This is the ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight loose to peace.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, you know, give a holler if you want, but listen, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. If you don't want emails, and a lot of you have said you don't want emails, I don't like getting inundated with emails either. You can get text alerts. And the way you get a text alert is you text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also donate. There's a donate button there. You can just click on it. Give up one of those expensive cup of coffees at that Starbucks place. They don't really agree with most of you anyhow, so don't give your money to them. Give it to me. I'll do a lot more with it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, we got a lot of things going on in our lives today, and many people think that God is not involved. He's not with you. He doesn't really care about what's going on in your life. I actually had an atheist on the show one day that told me he believed that God existed at one point in time. And that what happened was God was tinkering in his workshop, and he blew the place up. And that was the Big Bang. And that's what got everything in motion. So I've heard it all, okay? I mean, all kinds of wonderful stories. But you need to pick up the book. It's on Amazon. John Corfield joins me. He's got a book called God's Hole in One and Other Miracles. God is still working. He's still doing things in your life. He still wants to be involved in your life. And frankly, you know, some of you are sitting around, got a lot of bitterness, a lot of hate. You've had a lot of things happen in your life, and you look it up, and you're going, all right, God, what is going on here? And I'm just going to put it out there. How much time have you spent with him? You know, we run around, and we do, you know, God bless America. We have shirts that say God bless America. We have bumper stickers that say God bless America. I'm going to challenge you in a different way. How about America? Why don't we bless God for once? How about we return the favor? You know, I mean, seriously. Anyway, that's a story for another day. So, John Corfield, how are you doing? Glad you could be with me tonight.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you, too.
Right, so
I'm doing fine. Now, go ahead.
No, well, it's just a matter of, again, as you know, we talked earlier today, we're talking during the breaks, and you know, a lot of people are upset about what's going on in their lives. They're upset about things that have happened in their lives. You know, you lost a wife. You enjoyed drinking, and I'm not talking about the casual drink. I'm talking about you enjoyed drinking. Like a lot of us, you weren't involved in God. You weren't probably even thinking about God for quite a few years until your 30s. You were telling me a story during the break, though, how you had this woman you thought you were going to marry. You went into the service to this country, and the relationship didn't quite work out. She went and married somebody else, and you were bitter. So, again, bigger story here. You lost a wife. You lost in a relationship. I mean, you had a lot of things happen in your life, but you held on to God, or you still believed that he existed and wanted to be involved in your life. That's a tough thing to do. At least I think it is. A lot of people give up on God.
Well, you know? For a while I did there, but, you know, I don't want to blame the person either that I was talking about.
No, but you yourself.
That happened, but I became bitter at God, with the whole idea of God, and so I got away from him for quite a while. In fact, I was thinking I was probably an atheist or agnostic, but I never knew. I knew that was never really true, but I just wanted to get away, and you can't get away from God. And I'm glad I can't. We can't, because when he finally made himself or revealed himself to me through the miracles that I was telling you about and many, many more, he has held me together. It's not so much I've been hanging on to him. That's a given. But he's been hanging on to me and pushing me through life and to glorify his name. And I'm not talking about being better than anybody else, because I'm not. No Christian is better than anyone else. God doesn't look at us that way. He looks at us as people that he loves, and he loves everybody. And he's made this offer that he earned at the cross that nobody else could do, because he was totally perfect man and totally perfect God. And he gave his life for us, and he resurrected to give to us life, so that everybody, the offer was free to everyone. And that I never understood, because the Protestant church I grew up in, it was like God was Santa Claus. You know, if you do these good deeds or more than the bad, then, you know, you go to heaven. If you do the bad deeds, you go to hell. And that's not what the Bible says. And that's not what Jesus said. He said, he who believes in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He's talking about faith, and faith is the key to all of this. If a person listening to me right now wants the faith to believe that Jesus Christ has died for all of their sins and abolished the penalty, all they have to do is ask for the faith to believe. And at that point, they'll realize that Jesus, second person of the triune God, died for them so that they could have eternal life. And all of their sins have been forgiven. At that moment, they're on a path to heaven, and before that, they were on a path to a very bad place.
You know,
the realization I came to. Go ahead, I'm sorry, John.
That's all right. But a lot of people, you know, don't understand, and I don't want you to explain them all, but they don't understand the difference between the different churches, denominations. You know, you've got Catholics, you've got Pentecostals, you know, you've got Evangelicals, you got all this stuff, and they think that everybody is just exactly the same, and it's not true. So you have to work through those things as well, because to your point, you know, some churches will teach you know, your good deeds get all put out in a bucket, and so if they outweigh the bad deeds that are in the other bucket, you're in. And you know what I'm saying? So it's something that people have to really stop and think about and work through and understand that they need to get information. You get information on healthcare. You get information on your new car. You get information on your home insurance. You really need to get information when it comes to your soul, right?
Absolutely. In fact, that's the most important place. That's the most important decision you ever make in your life, is to say, this is to surrender your life to Jesus, say, thank you for saving me. I want to follow you. And you start a relationship. It's not a religious decision. It's a relational decision.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus died for us to bring relationships, to build relationships, and he's been doing it one person at a time for almost 2,000 years now. And all those relationships is the church. And that's, it's not a denomination. It's nothing. The church is what Jesus has been building for 2,000 years. You know, the super mega brain of the universe is God. And he can do things that we can't even think about. And I, my way of looking at it, I mentioned to you this afternoon, is I don't know why people don't want to find out what they were truly created to be. Because when we actually enter heaven, it'll be such a promotion from where we are. Our IQs will go so far up because we're going to have to relate to the super mega brain of the universe.
Well, John, I mean,
it knows everything.
I would say to you, one of the biggest problems that we have, one of the biggest problems that we have is that we have, you know, Christians, again, when you're in the family and you read and you study, you understand, I'm not the one that's your example, but for people outside of the family, they're looking at Christians and look at some of the stuff that they're doing, whether it's, you know, political or what have you, and they're saying, well, wait a minute, you guys are no different than I am. You're no different. Why do I need your God? I can argue with you without your God. You know, I can do the same stupid things you're doing without your God. So I always say the same thing. It's almost like, you know, the Bible says they're going to know us by our fruits. Well, what fruits are you putting out there? Are you the guy that's on the corner with your finger in somebody's face telling them they're going to hell because they don't know Jesus? Or are you the guy that's loving people
no.
in the kingdom? Not the generic
term.
But you know what I'm saying, right?
Right. And I know it. I do know what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, I want to love people to Jesus. And the way to do it is to share what he's done in your life. Because
right.
it can't be refuted. And when they hear the good things that have happened in your life, doesn't mean you haven't had bad things happen.
No.
But you know, the word says that he works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purposes. I had a calling back then, and I still have that same calling. I care about everybody. People in my church, I'll go to a church where everybody is so filled with love. It's a Calvary Chapel church in Arizona, in Queen Creek. And that's fantastic. But I also have to love people that I see on television I disagree with. And sometimes I can get a little bit angry, and I say, no, God, you know, we have to love those people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want anybody to lose out on what they were created to be. And the only way they can find that out is to turn their lives over to God. And I have to be somebody that they can see God in me or Christ in me. And
mm-hmm.
that's a hard thing to say, but I've had people say that to me before. At times, even when I didn't see Christ in me at all, but they've actually said that. So that has to be God working through me
mm-hmm.
to get to them, because he loves them so much. He does not want to see any, he doesn't predestine anybody to hell. But he doesn't force anybody into heaven either. But he
right.
wants everybody to know that he does draw them at some point in their life. They're going to be drawn to Christ, and it'll be their decision what they decide.
Everybody,
to,
yep.
or whether they want to go or not.
Everybody
yeah.
has the option, but we are running out of time, people. If you want a book that'll kind of uplift you and give you some, you know, you can see that God is still working in your life, head over to Amazon. It's God's Hole in One and Other Miracles. He has the Kindle version, because none of you read books anymore. You all read Kindles now. Anyway, John, thanks for being with me.
There's audio, too.
I appreciate your time with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Real Side.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Yep, no problem. We can connect later on. I've got a pastor friend of mine that does a show out of Texas, and he does what's called a longer version interviews, if you would. So,
okay.
Yeah, his interviews are a little different because they're